All right, I am driving on a 6-hour drive on the way to Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I wanted to hop on here and just talk about like this journey that I'm on. I've been on the road for over 10 months now, and it's crazy all the things God has done. All the things he's shown me, all the people he's put in my path. It's really humbling, and it's an honor to be out here on the road in full-time ministry. And all that really means to me, the more, like, every day, the more I press into a relationship with the Lord and press into my calling to share that relationship with other people, is ministry is just love. Like, it's just about loving whoever is right in front of me. And God has a funny way of putting some really challenging people in my path. But he's teaching me if I'm not able to show love to the people that that I don't gravitate towards, like the people that is not natural for me to want to love, then I don't really know what love is. For the longest time, I thought that, you know, you're supposed to surround yourself with people who are just like you or who share the same interests, and that's important. It's important to have a circle of friends who make you laugh and who you can, like, share life with. But this journey it's growing me to. Perfect example, like at dinner, I have to be able to show love to the waitress or waiter. I have to be able to love them as if they're my own brother or sister. Like, if I sit down at a restaurant at a table, usually by myself on this journey, I like doing that. But I sit down and a stranger greets me and is like, "Hey, how are you? You know, can I take your order?" Whatever. I have to view them as my brother or sister. I have to learn how to put aside my judgment or anything that's going on in my personal life. All that goes to the side when I'm interacting with another human being. They have to become more important than me. And that's so hard to do sometimes, but that's the whole purpose of this journey for me, is God is refining my definition of love and the way I carry myself. And I still have some really, really rough edges. I still have a lot of resentments in my heart that I'm working through. I still have fear, and those things are very, very real, but those things should never keep us from loving the people right in front of us. And I wanted to just kind of talk about like whatever your journey is. You don't have to necessarily be on the road like me. Like, maybe you have a job at a desk, or maybe you are a stay-at-home mom, or maybe you're in college. Like, whatever it is, you're still on a journey. Life is a journey. And definitely life with Jesus is a journey, and he walks with us and he takes us places. And the very life of Jesus, like the very example that he gave us with his life here on earth, was an adventure. He was constantly going from place to place and loving whoever the Heavenly Father put in his path. That's just how he rolled. He never, it's not recorded that he ever had a plan of where he was going. He wasn't like, "Okay, we're going to go to this town, like me and the 12 disciples, we're going to go here next week, and we're going to go here next week, and then the next week I'm going to need a vacation, so you guys back off for a few days." No, he just responded to what was right in front of him, and he always responded with love and grace. And that's the example he gave us, and that's part of the reason I'm so confident in this journey and with my travels, is like, that's kind of like the design that God has had for us since the beginning of time. We were designed to explore. we were designed to want to see the world, and we're designed to go. Like, he gave us feet, and we're supposed to use those. And I just wanted to kind of talk about, because I'm processing this as I drive, like, how to discern where to go. So that's been a huge challenge for me on this journey. Sometimes it's like I feel like I hear God very clearly, and he's saying, go here or go here. You know, the way I discern that is usually God will work in someone's heart, and they'll reach out to me and be like, yo, dude, I see you're in Texas. Like, if you need a place to stay, you're more than welcome to come over here and have dinner with me and my family. Or like, yo, dude, when you're in California, hit me up. We can go hang out. Or a church will reach out and be like, hey, would you like to speak at our church on September 5th? Like, that's kind of how God has worked and how he's kind of orchestrated my path. But there are a lot of days where I don't have a clue where to go. And yesterday was one of them. I was in, like, I felt the Lord calling me to go back to Charlotte, back east, where I don't have a home there anymore, but my friends are still there, so it still feels like home. So I felt the calling to go back there, and just, I don't know all the reasons, and that's kind of the fun part. So I've been on the move. I left California on Monday or Tuesday. Today is Friday. So I've been on the move for a few days. And yesterday I was in the middle of Arizona and had nowhere to stay. And no one reached out and offered a place to stay. So I was like, God, like, where do I go? Really far from home. I don't know a soul in New Mexico, which is the next state over. It's really hot. Like, I gotta figure out how to take care of my dog. It is so hot out west in the summertime that I can't just leave my dog in the truck and, like, assume she'll be fine. Like, it's hot. And we tried to sleep in the truck last night. It was 88 degrees. And so, like, I'm driving right now, this 6-hour drive, on maybe 10 minutes of sleep, if that. I don't know. So there's just a lot of uncertainty on this journey and a lot of challenge, but I'm learning to just greet it with a smile because it is part of the adventure, and I'm still alive. Nothing's killed me yet. I feel a lot stronger than I did a few months ago, that's for sure. And I just know I can see it in the mirror that God is refining not just my heart, but I'm changing on the outside too. Like, just the way I carry myself, he's making me much more confident in my ministry and much more confident in my identity. And that's just, my identity is in Christ, and my destination is heaven. And I don't have to know precisely where I'm going every day to make it a good day. And I don't have to know where I'm going to be able to make a difference in people's lives. Like, God puts people in your path every single day. And my only prayer these days is that God will just give me the eyes to see that the people he's put right in front of me, and the ability to love them, whether it is giving money to a homeless person, buying a meal for somebody, sharing a hotel room with somebody, sharing the words of Jesus with somebody. Went for a hike yesterday just to kind of kill some time, and met a couple of people who don't even believe in God. And it was just a beautiful exchange with two total strangers. And no agenda. I don't have anything to sell people. I just show up and tell the truth and share the good news. And the good news is we've got a free gift. And if we acknowledge Jesus and accept him, accept his love, and that he died for us as the Son of the living God, then, like, we have eternal life, and that's a pretty sweet deal, especially for me. Like, I've got such a, just a past, not just addiction, but I stole things from people, I lied constantly, I wrecked several relationships with girls, just the list goes on and on of things that, that should separate me from God's love, but they don't, because His love is just so much greater. And I love sharing that with people. Even the people that don't believe, they're always interested in love, because that's all we want. And they're always interested in finding peace and hope. And that's in Jesus Christ. I've tried everything else, and the only thing I've found that works is Jesus Christ. So I'm sticking with that. I'm completely sold out for Him. And He is my voice right now. The Holy Spirit has a residence in me, and we hang out, and He speaks through me, and He tells me where to go, and He encourages me, and He strengthens me. And so I'm driving through New Mexico now, just because I know that I need to go east, and I've got sort of a church home in Dallas. It's a church called Upper Room. If you haven't checked it out, definitely do that. Upper Room, their music is great if you want to check them out on Spotify. But it's not about the music, it's about the worship. And worship, I'm learning, is very different from music. Worship is a posture of the heart. Worship is saying, God, it doesn't matter what this music sounds like. It doesn't matter what's going on in my life. I'm going to praise You today. I'm going to use this to glorify You. And even last night when it was 88 degrees in the back of my truck, and I'm like next to my dog and wondering if I'm going to live or die, I still found a way to say thank You, God. And He honors that. He totally does. Because I woke up this morning and my friend Brad had reached out, and he booked a hotel for me in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And so I'm going there. And I guess my point is, when you're on this journey in life, for me, it's literally a journey. Like, God's going to open doors, and He's going to close doors too. And you need to have the eyes to see what an open door looks like and what a closed door looks like. And sometimes it's going to be 6 hours away. Sometimes it's going to seem a little bit ridiculous. Sometimes, like, it's never going to make sense to you. If God's hand is in it, I've learned that it is definitely not going to be something that I can fully understand, because His ways are so much higher. And I can't think of a single example in the Bible where He ever used a person and it made, like, rational sense. Like, Noah built a freaking boat the size of probably a small country, and it had never even rained on the earth before. And God says, build this boat. And He works on it for, what, like 100 years? And, like, just crazy. So, or, like, when the walls of Jericho fell down, God was like, okay, yeah, you've got weapons and you could probably, like, try to win this battle in the traditional sense, or you could just march around it 7 times, march around the walls 7 times, blowing your trumpets, and the walls are gonna fall. Like, that's definitely not conventional. That's definitely not something I would understand if God told me to do that. Over and over again, like, every example in the Bible makes no sense. None of it makes sense to the human mind. And that's the perspective I have to have on this journey, is like, God's going to constantly be talking, but He's going to be telling me to do things that might seem a little bit ridiculous to me and other people. And I've been questioned over and over on this journey. My own dad doesn't really, I don't know, that's another subject for another day, but I haven't sensed 1 ounce of encouragement from him on this journey, so that's kind of tough to navigate. There are a lot of friends that question me, and that's what the word tells us. When you follow Jesus, the Bible actually says, when you follow Jesus, they will hate you because of me. Those were the words of Jesus. They will hate you because of me. So for me to expect life to just be perfect every day, or like doors to open every day, or people to reach out every single minute and be like, oh my gosh, I love what you're doing. Like, please come stay at my house. Or I can't expect that, because Jesus himself didn't have that. The Bible also tells us that Jesus didn't have a place to sleep at night. Jesus was actually homeless, just like I am today. And I think we forget that. And, you know, sometimes I wonder if we saw Jesus today, like if he showed up right in front of you, would you even know that it's Jesus? Or would he look like a homeless person? You know, what would that look like? And would we walk past him? Would we give? Would we... I just think we're missing out on so much in life just because we're so focused on ourselves. We're so focused on the things that culture has told us to focus on. You know, like, make more money. Have the newest iPhone. Have the newest car. Compare your car to other people's cars. Look on Instagram at people's adventures and compare your, you know, life situation to theirs. Drinking, like, I'm not even going to get started on that one. Man, I just want Jesus to come back, but I'm going to spend the rest of my life telling people about him so that when he does come back, when it is time to go meet my maker, not only is he going to tell me, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," I'm going to get to hear him say that to other people, to friends that I've met on this journey, and we get to party throughout eternity, knowing that we were faithful here on earth. And that's what this journey is all about. And I don't know if I even touched on the point I wanted to. The point I wanted to make was just, like, how to know where to go. And, you know, it comes through prayer. It definitely comes through opening your Bible. If you haven't opened your Bible today and you're saying prayers to God, I think it's kind of insulting and kind of audacious to do that, because it's like God already spoke. He gave us his entire word, and all of the answers are in that book. And if I'm not willing to open that book, it means I'm not willing to listen to God. That's what that means. And I was really convicted of that this week, and I'm trying to be really intentional about, before I go to the throne, before I ask God, you know, to listen to my prayers or to answer my prayers, I have to be willing to listen to him. Love is a relationship, and part of loving God is opening his word. That's a conversation with God. The word is alive, and it's amazing how different verses can speak to my heart at different times and teach me entirely different things. And it does that in every person's life. It's relevant for your journey, and it always will be. It's the only book that's ever stood the test of time. So that is the biggest way to hear God's voice, is open your dang Bible. Seriously. The other way is just be attentive. Pray that God will give you the eyes and ears to know what he's saying, to see it, to hear it, because he often speaks through other people. And, you know, if somebody throws a crazy opportunity your way, or a door opens, whether that's literally or metaphorically, you need to walk through it and trust that that's God. And when a door closes, you need to also trust that that's God looking out for you. And, you know, struggles are going to happen. And the whole point of life is, are you able to smile through your struggles? Are you able to acknowledge that maybe there's a bigger purpose than you understand? Are you able to give God the praise even at your worst? That's the true test of your character. That's the measure of your faith. And is what it's all about. So, all right, I'm probably, I don't know, I usually don't even listen to these before I publish them, so I'm just going to publish it. Hopefully this speaks to somebody, and I'm going to keep driving. I want you to know that I love you, and God has a great, great plan. He really does, and I hope that you can just take a moment today to open your Bible and to just be silent, turn it all off, Instagram, Facebook, text messages, all that stuff. Just shut it all down, spend an hour with God. And really just thank him and enter a time of worship where you acknowledge that he's the creator of all things and that he's good and that he does want what's best for you. And that's called eternity. And we're supposed to be working towards that. So I hope that you can enter that mindset today and, you know, get outside of yourself a little bit. We are just a blip on the radar. Our lives are short. They're meaningful and God loves us, but our lives are short. And in the big picture, you know, it's just an honor to be part of this crazy thing that God is doing. It's an honor to be alive. And there are 7 billion other people who matter. And so, you know, just, I need to stop being so selfish. So just try to keep that mentality today. Love whoever is in your path, even if it's a person you might be holding resentment towards or don't want to love. Those are the people you really need to love, because that is the definition of love. All right. Peace out. Talk to you next time.